Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Hour. Today we're discussing the forgetful soul and conducting on-air readings, as always. We do have a caller in the queue. Going to get to him in just a moment, but want to invite our callers to join us on Facebook and on Twitter on our pages, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, which is a new page, and that's in development. Also, Neil Baker Psychic and our other page, Neil and Kristen Baker. So definitely follow us there if you call the show and get readings. We appreciate it. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. Let's bring on our caller. I believe this is Anshul. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Anshul.
Oh, how come you? Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh. Uh-huh. We can hear you. How are you?
I am good. I just thought of updating that I joined a new job. And it's the same one which we had discussed earlier. I couldn't get something near my home. It's around 1,500 kilometers from my place.
1,500 kilometers, that's quite a distance. Okay. So what's your question today?
My question is, it's simply that whether I should move my family here or I should
continue
think about
to look.
Something. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else on the... on the horizon? I mean, are there other jobs you've applied for, or is this it?
No, nothing as of now. I had applied many places, but nothing as of now.
You have applied, but there's no response. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
I mean, that's...
No, so what was the thing that...
So he got a job, but it's like 1,500 kilometers away from its current location, which would require either him moving there by himself, right, like you did when you were in the Middle East, or moving your family there.
And
correct, Anshul? I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
And your wife's a school teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's employed in the district that you live in, right?
Yeah.
So, and does this job, what does it pay? Does it pay your normal salary that you're accustomed to, or is it less, or is it more?
No, it's quite less. My job?
Yeah, this job that they offered you?
It's much less than what I will be really incurring expense by keeping family.
So so you got a job that pays less than what you're accustomed to, and it's far away, you'd have to move. That's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, Ansel. It's just not worth it. Just because you got the job, the benefit of the job is less pay, and you have to move. It's ridiculous. Or you have to be separated from your family. Ridiculous. So I would say that it's going to be probably another You see, the thing that's good is that you got a job offer. That part is good, which means that maybe the barrier is being broken. So now what we're seeing is there seems to be coming up five potential employers that are going to hire you. It's like there's five companies that you haven't applied to yet that are all within 30 miles of your, maybe 45 miles at the most of your present location, within 45 miles.
Or 30 kilometers probably is the, for him.
So 45 miles would be like maybe an hour and a half drive, but maybe it's closer because it's within 45 miles.
Yeah.
And there's five of them. So do you know,
okay,
do you potentially know that there could be as many as five companies you haven't applied to yet?
I don't think so. Because there were two potential already. I applied, one rejected, one no news, and I don't know anymore.
Well, okay, so we have to go on the premise that the five that we are seeing could be one that you've already applied to where an opening's going to occur. And it could also apply to one that you haven't even applied to yet. The only other vision I'm seeing that might be informative to you is that I'm seeing that the job, there's something about nighttime. So would you ever be employed during the night hours, or is it always daytime hours?
Daytime.
Okay, well,
nighttime does not suit me at all.
Does not suit you, but are there any companies that you know of that work, that are opened during the night, that operate even though your hours would be in the daytime?
No.
Okay, I don't know, but the reason I'm saying that is because I'm seeing a scene of a nighttime. How old are your children?
Okay. My children? Age?
Yes.
So daughter is 14 and son is 11.
Well, the 8-year-old, does the 8-year-old like to read?
No one is 8, 14 and 11.
Oh, 14 and 11. The younger one,
yeah.
The 11-year-old, does the 11-year-old like to read?
Not much. He is like, if he's in mood, he will read, else he will not touch.
Hmm. The reason I'm saying that is because I'm seeing a nighttime vision, a vision of nighttime, and it looks like the cover of a book. So I was wondering,
okay,
why I'm seeing this vision as though it were the cover of a book. I'm not sure what that means yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling because mm-hmm. you're frustrated because you can't find work. And our only help today would be that there seems to be five companies that are going to come up where there's a potential for a job. And maybe even before the end of the year, because India has the same calendar as we do, essentially.
Yeah.
With different holidays, but it's maybe in November. Ansel, I would say, you know, obviously don't take this job. It's too far. It doesn't pay enough. It's ridiculous. But we would say that, and I don't know what this night scene is. It's almost like I'm looking at the cover of a book, and the night sky is that deep blue color, and the moon is very yellow. And there's like animals, like an owl or a cat. on a fence. And I don't know what this is. I don't know if you have any books like this that you owned when your children were younger. I don't know what it is yet. I'm not sure what that picture means yet. But if it doesn't make any sense, we just have to let it go right now. So there are five companies. You really need to search again for the outlying companies that you could apply to within 45 miles in terms of miles.
Okay.
And there seems to be five. If you can't come up with five, then what's included in that number are some of the places you've already applied to that are within that radius.
Okay.
Okay, Anshul. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we have another caller, 501, but 501, you have not raised your hand. Would you like to speak with us? 501, press 1 on your phone if you want a reading, 501. 501 wants a reading. Okay. Hi.
Hi, I just chimed in. Lamorla Smith, how are you?
Hey, Lamorla, how are you?
I am good.
All right.
I am good.
Your birthday is
8/23/71.
Is she a 31/4? I can't remember.
I think I was 13/23. Mm-hmm. I think I remember you saying that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 31/4. I did remember.
Wow, well, okay. Good.
Well, at least that's something to write
yes,
about.
You remember those birthdays. I don't even remember my birthday.
You are good. You are good.
Yeah. So what's new, Lamorla?
I just have a question about career and
career.
My business. I have life coaching and healing on the side outside of my DHS job.
Challenging to hear.
Oh, I didn't turn my Bluetooth down. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what?
Okay.
The Bluetooth is, you know what? If you could not speak on Bluetooth, that would probably
Turn it off. Okay.
If you can just use the phone regularly.
I will.
I mean, regularly. But in proper English, but if you can, you know, speak into the receiver.
Okay, like, there we go. Is that better?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're working. What do you and you're doing life coach and healing
and
on the side.
Energy healing outside of. Uh huh. Mhm. Yep. But I have not played out fully online like I want to, and I'm planning on shifting that energy very quickly. I've been doing a lot of self development and investing in my business to boost my confidence, visibility, and get my messaging correct.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know if you all could read anything into that for the remaining of the year or next year. Because my goal is to quit my full-time job.
Your goal is to quit your full-time job. And are you generating, I mean, are you generating a substantial?
It's small now, but not enough to quit yet. Yeah,
not enough
to quit my job yet. Mm-hmm.
But you're making money doing it.
Yeah.
And you are 46 years old, correct?
47.
Oh, 47. What did I do wrong? 8/23/71, did you say?
Yeah.
47. Okay.
What's the question?
She's wanting to know. How she can develop. Are you're wanting to know how you can develop your business further in order to do that 100% of the time?
Coaching and healing.
Yeah. And I said, if y'all could read anything in my energy or any messages that come through to me to make sure I'm on track or anything like that.
Well, she's 16 years beyond her karma 31. And
right.
Her master number is 4.
And 16 is in her 71 between.
Yeah.
You know.
She's got an 8 in her month, but it's broken up in her
year
71. So that's trouble. A little bit of trouble in there in the income. So were you ever employed anywhere in your lifetime so far where you were working at a certain area for about 12 to 15 years?
Where I am right now, I've been here 17.
Oh, you've been there 17?
Huh.
Okay, so that's your inverted year of 71. And that's an 8.
Yeah.
So, and I said, what, 12 to 6, what did I say? 12 to 15?
12 to 15. Mm-hmm.
16. And you've been there 17 years? Okay. So
yes, it is very draining.
That's okay. What's really happening is that you're right now in alignment. You're right now in alignment with doing this full time. Because the the psychic read is agreeing with your statement that you've been there 17 years, and
yes.
I've already kind of determined that you had to be there at least 16 years to complete that cycle. So you're in
yes.
the midst of the 17th year, and that
okay.
means that you've completed a full 16 years. So that means one. That nothing is really blocking you on
awesome.
A karmic level from doing this.
Awesome.
So what you have to do is figure out in the physical world how to promote yourself. You know,
right.
you get a radio show, you advertise, you get a few clients, you know, you have to be a little bit swifty. You know, you have
gotcha.
To be a bit innovative. And I don't know, how many clients do you have now?
Two.
Well,
Ask them to see if they can get you more clients and give them a little bit of a discount.
I will do that.
Okay.
And I'm about to start doing Facebook Lives, too, for my business page, just to get myself more visible. I have not been doing that, but I'm going to.
What's that? You're going to
She's
do what?
She's going to do Facebook Live.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, the reading is that it's time. So we're determining
okay.
it's time. The time is right. We're not. We're saying that there's nothing karmically going on to stop you.
No, right.
You've done your work. And so now what you got to do is physically put it into gear. You don't have to worry about meditating and all this stuff. You just have to be innovative.
Create. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. That makes me feel so good. Thank
you.
So,
Lamorla, just a quick question. How did you get into this field exactly? I mean, what is your day job?
I've worked with kids that commit crimes. So I've been a counselor for 20 years.
So you're already in the
field. And then energy healing hit me about 6 years ago naturally. So I hid in the closet for a couple of years and I had to learn how to marry my gifts. And then I had to learn how to come out of the closet, come out. It's been a slow process, but yeah.
So you're a licensed therapist.
I'm a counselor. Yes, ma'am.
Like an MFCC or something?
I think here they call it it's LCC. Then they get the LMSW. Yeah.
So you already have that background. So that's great.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, you have a basis on which you can grow your business. And I think that's important. There's a lot of people doing counseling out there that, you know, they don't have a lot of experience in that field. So that's a definite plus for you.
Oh, thank you. I think one thing that I struggled with was packaging myself and talking about myself. I just really struggled with that.
Marketing is hard. You know what? I'm not good at it either, to be honest, you know, and I do all of our, you know, online stuff, but I'm not a fan of it. I've never been good at it. So yeah, it is a struggle and you have to really promote yourself and be, you know, embellished, not embellished necessarily, but be very, I don't know, what's the word, Neil? Not egotistical. You have to be self-promoting if you're promoting yourself.
You have to be assertive. But here's the thing. What you're doing, Lamola, is that you are essentially rebirthing. So you have to consider that you are letting go of one facet, one sequence of your life. and you're okay. It's like a segment. You're moving over to a new birth. And so what you have to do is first of all, look at the circumstances that were surrounding your original birth in this lifetime in 1971, and kind of look at the environment, see, kind of determine what your obstacles were, your mom, your dad, what it was like growing up. Because now what you're doing in another sequence of four energies is you are now determining your higher birth based upon the elements of what your lower birth, your physical birth, was like. Now you're rebirthing on a higher level, and you've got to start to analyze the circumstances that you've carried with you throughout time whenever you've made changes.
And the fact that she's got an 8 in her month, which is on the karmic side of the birth date, and then the 7-1 helps to rebirth, putting that 7-1 together.
Yeah, it's spiritual. That spiritual and grounding
foundation.
Root chakra. But that's a hard task.
Okay.
Because you're taking the spirituality in the root chakra and trying to convert it into a money.
Mm-hmm.
Progress. Money. You're rebirthing with the sense of money.
So that explains the internal struggle that I've had.
Yeah.
Well,
because karmically, on a karmic level, you misused money. You misused power on a karmic level.
That's so true.
And 823 adds up to 13, which is a 4, which is your master number. But that's on the karmic side of your birthday. So what it's saying is that you're reducing your karma, which we feel at this point in your life you're doing. It's going to be 48 this August, which is 12 cycles of your master number, which is complete in and of itself. It's sometime between now and August, probably August of 2019. By that time, you'll already say, okay, I've got 35 clients. I'm making a living. That's what you're building up to.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, Lamorla. Well, we wish you luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, take care.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we are talking about the forgetful soul. The forgetful soul. Well, I mean, the soul, really, it's almost a misnomer because really the soul remembers, but once the soul is inside the body, that's when the forgetfulness occurs.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't always come in with a strong sense of remembrance. And we're not supposed to, really. Those that do remember and know exactly what they need to do, and they set off and they are successful at an early age and they're happy and they're married and they seem to have a pretty good life, they're the fortunate ones because they've earned throughout their past lives the ability to be in tune and aligned with their vision, with their third eye. Most of us, though, don't get that privilege. We come in, we're stumbling all over the place, we're trying to find ourselves, we've got all this karma to get through, we have very little remembrance of our past lives, maybe glimpses here and there, but nothing much. Some of us are totally negligent of any sense of past life or psychic energy. And incidentally, you don't have to be psychic or spiritually inclined to have your bearings right in this world. There's a lot of people who are very successful from an early age who have very little sense of spirituality.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that.
Because those people, what they've done is they've earned the right to be balanced on the planet.
On the physical realm.
Their spiritual level might be diminishing or for want of more substance, but they can go through life and be very successful, have a wonderful family, a wonderful job. But at the end of their life, they can face the result. The results can be that they have to come back and become spiritual. That's where a lot of people are very spiritual in this lifetime, and they're very poor. But they're so spiritual and they're so faithful and they're so loving and giving but they're poor. And they accept their poverty with some sense of knowing this. Those people were typically very rich and very well off in a previous lifetime, but they just were lacking spiritual attitude, or their spirituality was really grounded in something that was more physical. You know, they went to church maybe, and they obeyed the rules, but spirituality is not going to church or synagogue or obeying the rules. Spirituality is really of the earth. You have this grounding, this knowingness that is beyond anything that is required by ritual or commandment. It's inward in you, like it's your own dirt, in your own dirt garden, in your heart and soul, and you live according to that faith.
So you have a dirty heart and soul.
Well, we're made from dust. You know, it is the planet. It is the energy of the natural inclination to be spiritual, not the artificial or the requirement to be spiritual.
We have someone commenting.
Yeah, Blue Jay.
Mr. Blue Note. He's wanting some attention, I think.
Yeah, he says, just give me a peanut.
Peanuts.
I'll be spiritual, too.
Okay. Okay, 631. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm okay. Are you taking calls in general, or is there a topic that you're talking about?
Well, no, and you can ask anything you like. You know, we are open. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name's Joanne. I'm calling from Long Island.
Oh, yeah, Joanne, we've spoken with you. I remember you. And what's your birth date?
It's 12/5/66.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your question?
I'm in a. This year has been very tumultuous for my mom and I, and I'm just wondering if you see any kind of a move coming up for us, like a relocation. We live separate, but there has to be some kind of a change going on. Within
well,
both
you
of our lives.
To move in together or what?
No, that's not really the plan.
But you're wanting, do both of you would be moving if you moved? I'm confused.
Well,
you brought your mom into the equation. So explain a little bit more.
Well, she's considering moving out of state, and I would most likely like to consider moving out of state as well.
So you would be both moving to the same location, but in separate residences.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you feel that that's something that is going to be fruitious? If it would be happening.
Okay, she's going to be 52.
Yes, yeah, 51 right now.
Right, so she's, 52. You know, in 12/5 is her birthday.
Yeah.
So 5/2 going backwards is in your birth date code, the age you're going to be in.
She's
21 December,
years past her karma.
Which is a 3.
Which is in her first two numbers.
Yeah,
inverted.
That's right.
See, are you divorced?
Yes, I am.
See, the challenges you have now come in the same karmic concoction as the challenges you had in your marriage and the resulting divorce. So when you come into the planet, Joanne, you say to yourself, okay, I've got this karma going on. Now I married this guy, and then we went through the marriage, and then I had a divorce. That was karma. Now we jump to the present moment, and you say, okay, I've got this dilemma with my mother. We both want to move. This is about karma that's coming from the same cake as
karmic
your
cake.
Yeah, karmic
something
cake
I
what happened
funny
with your marriage. Was it a hard marriage? Was there a bitter divorce?
It wasn't so much bitter. It was just had to be. You know what I mean? It was just something that had to happen.
Uh-huh. Was there a marriage that lasted 13, 14 years? About how long was your marriage?
Well, the marriage itself, it the marriage only lasted a couple of years. The relationship lasted longer than that. But
how long was the relationship?
The relationship was about 5 years before marriage. And then we were separated on and off throughout the marriage. And then we moved before we actually got divorced.
So it was a very troubling marriage.
Yeah.
But
one question, how many years has it been since you met him?
How many years has it been since I've met him? About 20 almost.
And how many years has it been since you've been divorced?
Going on, I think, 6, 7.
Okay, so 7 from 20 is 13, and that's where I'm coming up with the number. I just had to do some
calculations. We would have been married 13, 14 years this year.
Okay, that's where it's coming from.
But Joanne, I have to ask a question because I'm vaguely remembering you from past shows. Did you ask about a reconciliation with your husband, or am I thinking of the wrong person?
No, wasn't me.
You didn't. It wasn't you. Okay. All right. I just had to clear that up because.
See, what's happening is that your move is attached to your karma of your marriage. And that whole thing, that can happen. You know, you have a chocolate cake. And someone says, this is a great chocolate cake, but I noticed there's cherries in it. And they go, yeah, I put cherries in the chocolate cake. Your move is combined with the karma of your marriage. And so what you have, but we're suggesting that the karma is getting close to an end. So the move that you're making with your mother to another state is probably going to happen. We just have to kind of tie the knot.
What state are you considering moving to, Joanne?
Well, what happened was that she was with her significant other for just about over 30 years. And we live here in New York, and it's very expensive. And he died in December. And she's carrying this big house and big taxes and all these finances up here. And it's just too much for her. You know, she's older and she has this big house, and it's just like she doesn't want to stay here anymore. So she's considering going down to Florida. But,
that's what I wrote down, and I should have said it again. I thought Florida.
Can I just ask, how much is she paying in property tax? Do you know?
Oh, God, between a couple of houses, over almost $20,000. It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. It is, and it's very stressful for her. Very stressful for her.
What is her birth date?
11/28/42.
Okay. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 21, and 6. She's a 27/9. So she is.
No.
8,
9, 10, 11, 12.
22. 20, 10, 1. Sorry. Addition error.
So that's 31. Okay, and then you have some. Well,
$20,000.
Is there equity? If you moved and sold the homes, how much are you two planning?
No.
How about your situation? Do you have equity? Do you have the means to move?
And she owns both of the homes outright.
Are you living in one of them?
I live in one of them, yeah.
Okay, so how much equity between the two homes approximately?
I'm not sure. 100% equity.
Oh.
So there's no payment, that house payment or anything?
No. She owns these homes outright.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't mean that it makes it easier. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't.
Well,
it's not liquid cash because the money's in the homes.
Right.
So.
But if you sold the homes, you could sell the homes and then move.
Or the homes.
Right. And then life would be easier. You know, but the thing is that she had gotten cancer like a month after he died, and praise God, she's
beat that
again.
He died in December.
And then she got cancer the following month, but she's
so
okay now.
that's been this year. She's been dealing with cancers from January on or something like that.
She's 76.
Right.
Yeah.
She'll be 76. And it's just she's alone and I'm alone. I mean, she has her pets. I have my pets. And it's just kind of like it's just been a very tumultuous year, a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, a lot of anguish, a lot of unanswered questions.
Well, there's some karma wrapped up in this. But to your estimated knowledge, are the homes valued between $400,000 and $600,000?
Each, you mean, or total?
I don't know.
Over. One is worth over that.
One is worth what, eight?
Maybe between 5 and 7.
And how about the other one?
Maybe about 3.
So it's about $1 million between the homes.
8 to 1 million.
Approximately.
And it's a lot cheaper to live in Florida.
Yeah.
The houses are far less expensive.
Well, you know, the thing is to, to look. It might be a hassle, but you might have to start looking in Florida for a comparable value and put the homes up for sale. And that's where you're going to have to start. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to get anywhere.
Is she going to buy? I mean, I would imagine she would be downsizing if she's, you know.
Considerably. I mean, absolutely. And I told her that she should just, like, rent something right now, like get an oceanfront, like, property just right now to just rent for a year, feel out the area, see what she likes before she even considers buying anything.
I mean, wouldn't a retirement community be kind of a nice, I mean, not necessarily like a facility, but maybe even like an area.
Oh,
that,
yeah. Yeah, no, we considered that, but it's just tumultuous, you know, her leaving, like, everything that she knows, you know, and, like,
right.
She doesn't ambulate very well. So, you know, even transportation-wise, transporting down is, it's just very difficult.
You know, she either gets, but you see, this dilemma is nonsense because you're not going to get anywhere. If she's going to spend the rest of her maybe 10 years left on the planet and debating, well, I don't want to leave, I do want to leave, I can't afford it, I don't want to leave these people. She's going to spend the rest of her life in debate. What she's got to do is be a little bit proactive and maybe like what you said, would she also be purchasing a residence for you as well, taking care of you?
I mean, I'm self-supporting, but the thing is that we would probably get home somewhere close to one another so I could, you know, help her
and
be her primary caregiver at that point.
So I have a question. Do you work, Joanne? Are you working?
I had gotten very ill. I'm in between jobs right now. I had gotten very ill. I'm a skincare specialist, though, yes.
You have money savings that you're using to pay your expenses or...
I'm okay.
You're
well,
okay financially.
Thing,
go ahead. Before you, there's an option. I mean, if your mom doesn't want to move, you can, and because she's so tied to the area, there are other options. She could sell the home and live somewhere in your location. I mean, a move to Florida, it doesn't have to be as dramatic as a move to Florida. I mean, that's a possibility, but if she's so tied to the area.
Well, the thing is,
She wants to move. She wants to move. I think it's just very overwhelming. The whole everything is just overwhelming.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of time.
But that's not
she wants to move, then she's got to,
That's not the answer. The answer, she should find a nice retirement center where she can live. Buy you a town and purchase a townhouse for you nearby. And you're a skin specialist, so whenever you're feeling better, that's easy to find a job.
You're an esthetician?
Florida.
I'm a medical esthetician, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like, I mean, you can find work anywhere
you're
doing
fine. No, I don't see a big dilemma. I'm sorry. You're building a big dilemma, but I'm objective and I'm saying, nah, doesn't apply. All this stuff that you're talking about is baggage. It doesn't need to be there. But you'll make it into a mountain if you want to. But you see, the problem is your mom's probably depressed, whatever. She's got problems. She's overwhelmed. What she's got to do is not focus on that. If she focuses on she's going to die where she is.
Naturally, she just had the death of her significant other. I mean, that's like overwhelming
tragic,
in the cancer, but
we're not,
it is. And then you get cancer right away. I mean, it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then you have this big nut to crack every month and the bills keep coming in and it's something she didn't have to really take care of. You know, it's a lot.
You know,
here's the beeline. She lives in a nice, you sold her two homes. She lives in a nice retirement area in Florida that she can afford.
Either
she
a community
buys you a house nearby. And when you're ready, you go back to work. That's it. That's it.
Selling the homes is going to take a big burden off of her because those taxes are so high.
I know. I know. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the whole thing. I says, Mom, once you sell the house, you'll have plenty of money to live on for the rest of your life. You know, don't worry about anybody else but yourself. You know, but it's getting her foot in the water. That's the whole point. It's getting her foot in the water.
She's just
really emotionally struggling.
Depression's
a very hard thing to deal with.
Joanne has to take the reins here and guide her mother in the right direction.
You just have to say to your mother, then you want to be here because you're allowing yourself to be here. So you want to, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's just accept the fact that you're going to be here. You'll live your life here until you die. And you're going to be paying $20,000 because this is what you want. I don't want to hear you argue about it anymore. This is what we'll accept. Or we sell these two homes. We're going to go to a retirement center in Florida. I'll live in a townhouse nearby, and that's what we're going to do. If you don't want to do that, then let's not argue anymore about this. Just accept it. This is what you've accepted. And the fact that your significant other died, you had cancer, now you're beset with all these problems, you want that. That's what you want because you don't want to change. So let's stop complaining and embrace the fact that we're going to live and die here, or let's leave. And be proactive and leave. One or the other, what's your choice? You're 76 years old. You're not going to get any younger. Things are going to get tougher. What do you want to do so we can enjoy your last years together on this planet? That's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I try to. She's very difficult. they get very difficult when they get older, and, you know, you have to handle them with kid gloves. My mother's a very powerful woman. She's very controlling, and she's a fire sign, don't forget, you know, and we clash sometimes. We could never live under the same roof, her and I. As much as I adore and love her and would do anything for her, we could never live under the same roof. We both know that.
Your prediction, you're asking us for a prediction if you're going to move. The prediction seems to involve a physical action.
It's contingent on, there's not a prediction.
No way. This is not a prediction, Joanne, and don't believe anybody who would tell you that who's psychic. This is a human conditional problem. And the prediction is based upon the choices two human beings make together. And, you know, I had a mother. My mother was strong. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I'm older than you. I'm not that much younger than your mother. I'm not that much younger. She's not old enough to be my mother. She's old enough to be my older sister. So, you know,
she had a very young pregnancy.
Your problem, what I hear from you is that even when we're talking to you, you recycle the problem. And that makes us think it's never going to change. Because if you're going to keep recycling the problem and repeating that your mother's difficult, you got to keep her with trips, you know, you got to get past that.
Right.
Or
well,
believe
another
me,
thing
you're never
is
going to change anything.
She's so tied into her mother because of the fact that she's living in the home. I mean, you're fortunate that you have a home to live in, but your mother
very blessed. I'm very blessed. Right.
If she wasn't involved, then it might be more challenging for you to, you know, be
your mother
not working and being able to survive.
Well, you know, as headstrong as your mother is, she probably allowed her significant other to help her, guide her. He was probably the voice she listened to. And even though she may be stubborn, she probably liked the fact that she had a man, you know, all the stereotypes.
Typical.
But she had a man and he made decisions.
Oh no, no! She held her own. Don't get that twisted. She held her own. I mean, it was just that they balanced each other. He was a Sagittarian too. I mean, there was always a lot of honesty, a lot of truth, a lot of respect. But you know, he paid the house bills there. So when he died, she never had to go into her savings. So now she's going into her own money.
I'm not twisting anything, Joanne.
He had
a lot of power
in the relationship.
He put a lot of energy into that relationship, and she followed. And
of course,
I'm not saying that she's not strong, and that they're not independent. But what I'm saying is that if she wasn't who she is, then she wouldn't have not allowed him to pay the bills. She wouldn't have allowed him to live there. She would have been a different person. But somewhere in the folds of her authority and her stubbornness is the fact that she loved being with a man and having that balance.
Right, and the fact that
and now she's so alone after so many years. Yeah, it's scary. You know, it's very scary.
A balance of power.
It's even scary. It's scary for me to see her alone at this point in her life, you know? And it's like, I don't even know what to do.
That's, you know what, the best thing that you can do, Joanne, we have to move on to other callers. The best thing that you can do is encourage her to move out of her comfort zone. If she wants to make the move to Florida, then start pushing her to do so. And
what you can do.
Arrangements.
One option you can do, and this is not a sales pitch, is have her do a reading with us. I don't know, it might help. I know how to handle these kinds of things myself, and Kristen's very good at what she does, and
what that means.
Well, you know, in terms of the psychic elements of looking at someone's life and trying to guide them, she may think this is a bunch of nonsense.
She might.
But still, there's a grounding in our approach that has nothing to do with being psychic. There's a grounding in our approach that is very earthbound. And very logical and very persuasive but combined with a mastery of psychic language makes a nice combination for people who are stubborn. I've dealt with stubborn, in my late 60s, I've dealt with stubborn people over 50 years of work.
In fact, he's married to one. Seriously.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, that's one option. But what I'm hearing from you, and reflective of your mother, is there's not going to be any changes until you really follow our advice and start the process going.
Yeah, and the number to call, Joanne, 562-596-7818. We do have to move on to the next caller because our show
Thank you
like,
very much. Have a great day.
You okay. have a great bye-bye. Day, too, and good luck to you. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. 856 is our next caller. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, we're laughing because we have a cat begging for playtime while we're doing the show, so it's a little bit amusing to us. Who's this?
It's Rosa Maria.
Oh, hi, Rosa Maria. How are you?
How are you? Doing good. How about you guys?
Okay, 12/31/74 is your birthday, right?
Right.
Okay, what's your question?
Switching a lot of stuff, going to school, back to school in January and stuff like that for financial
back
and all that.
Back to school, this is not something we talked about before.
And relationship with a friend, what's his problem now? Whatever
I'm sorry,
it is. Or a friend's, why he's not communicating now. So either one, whatever's good. I know you guys got callers.
Oh, no, you're our last caller, actually. So we've got, the end of the show coming up. But the question, what are you going back to school for?
Nail technician, cosmetology, stuff like that.
So it's okay, like a skilled training program.
Right.
Not like a college. Okay. So the question is either, I'm sorry, I'm still unclear. There's a friend that's not talking to you? What?
Right. That they're going to communicate. They said they were, and they're not yet.
Is this a love interest?
Somewhat. Right now, just friendship I'm concerned about. more than anything.
She has two questions.
Yeah, I know these two.
So there's a man she's friends with and interested in, but he's not communicating. Do you have his birthday?
10/25/60.
What? 60. Okay. 18 is a 24/6.
So you want to? Do you want to know if this man's going to communicate or what the problem is? Is that what you're asking?
Right.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to jump too far forward, but is there any awareness on your part? And right now the man is innocent, but is there any awareness on your part that there could be another woman involved somewhere?
Yeah, I know there's a ex-wife.
Well, there's an ex-wife. And there's no, let me just remind you that they're just friends. So, that, I mean, the innocence or guilt is really not applicable because he can do whatever he wants at this point. But
so are you desiring a romantic relationship with him? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
And saying that you want to know what's going to happen?
Right.
He's got a lot of problems with his ex. See, the reason I asked reluctantly is because I felt that there was another woman involved. You validated it by claiming it's an ex-wife. There's a problem there that I think you could spend the next 3-4 years dealing with. If that's worth it to you, you might get something from this. But there's about 3-4 years of trouble there, and he's not going to move anywhere to your total satisfaction, I think, before then. I mean, that's just a psychic impression.
I would suggest not investing 4 years. I mean, she's 44 years old. That would be, you know, she'd be 40.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be 44. You're not 44 yet.
Right.
What did you say, that the ex-wife keeps him from having a relationship? What's his problem?
He thinks she's coming back, but she's not. She's remarried, has kids.
Oh, but he's attached to her still? Well, that's difficult.
Who has a mechanical abilities? Who's a mechanic, car mechanic? I don't care. Wherever you can search
him.
For this person.
Him.
Him? What does he do for a living?
Mechanic.
Yeah. Do you need any more proof? I don't even know if I know you. Maybe we did a reading. I don't remember.
She's called the show for quite a while, but she's never mentioned this person ever.
Okay, you've never. See, I don't know him. And I said mechanic. So what your brain should be going, okay, he got that. So how did he get that? He must know something. And he's telling me that he's stuck with this woman and that this isn't real healthy. So you've got to decide, Rosemaria, if you really want to stick around with the man that's that indecisive. The only thing I can say is this Christmas, if he doesn't make a proclamation that he's ready to move forward, and you can pressure him. I don't care. You can pressure him. But if he doesn't make a proclamation to move forward during Christmas or right after Christmas, I would move on if you want the hardcore advice.
Yeah, I did that yesterday and the day before for his birthday, hardcore. Start shipping my stuff back.
What did he say to that?
He didn't answer me yet.
Okay, so you may get an answer right after Christmas. And if you do, and he says, you know what, I'd better move on. I'm ready to move on with a new woman. Then it's right.
Go ahead.
It's funny because it's been about a little bit more than 20 years now.
20 years? Have you ever
without
been intimate
her,
with him?
A while back, but it's 20 years that he's been divorced, separated.
Yeah, but I mean, in your relationship, there's been intimacy. And he's still...
Well, do you enjoy being stuck, Rosemaria? I don't know why. What are you afraid of?
I move forward. It's just, why is he going back and forth? That's all.
If you called our show to get an answer,
right?
You know, we're going to give you the answer we think is, and the answer that's healthy is if he doesn't make up his mind before and at the very turn of 2019, I would move forward.
Cool.
Okay. All right, Rosemaria, we're out of time, but at least one of your questions was addressed.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, we're out of time and back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And again, it's a discussion, but hopefully we'll be able to do that next show.
Yeah.
Okay, take care, everybody.